Okay, so we're talking about davening, the chashivas of davening, we're talking about tefillah and tzibur. Now he talks about the inyan of davening in a shul. Gam ikar mitzvah lespal beveis ha-knesses, k'mo she'amru, ein tefillos shel adam nishmas, el beveis ha-knesses. So there's a priority to daven always in shul. One has to daven in shul. V'amru, mi she'ein nichnas beveis ha-knesses, nikar shachin ra, v'gurim golus lebanav, v'chein amru. It's a cause of golus. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kashatam Hispalel, Hispalel Beveis HaKnesses. But also, Hispalel B'chotzer B'chutz. There's a lot of people don't know. You're not allowed to daven outside. This is when, again, the summer. Sometimes you get to a gas station, you got to go daven. You got to catch a, you know, you're on the road. You should not daven outside in the Sadeh. It's a brought down the Shulchan Aruch. You should daven in a covered area or in a surrounded area. But not just in an open field somewhere, in a picnic area. And if you have to, try to go to a tree or try to go to a specific area, not just stand in the middle of the random field. A person should come in two doorways and then begin davening. Because of Mishnah Berurah, she'ein lehispalel ba'azara shelifnei beis haknesses. A person should not daven in the azara. Shalifnei Beis HaKnesses, that's before the Beis HaKnesses. V'omru, Amr B'Shur ben Levi, kol mishu nichnas l'Beis HaKnesses l'Beis HaMedrash bo'ilam hazeh, anyone that is nichnas to a Beis HaKnesses or to a Beis HaMedrash in this world, zoyche v'nichnas l'Beis HaKnesses l'Beis HaMedrash lo'ilam haba, he will be zoyche to be nichnas into a Beis HaKnesses or to a Beis HaMedrash in o'ilam haba. Shenemar asher yosh v'risecha oy yaluchah selah. V'amru, komish einu nichnas beveis haknesses boilam hazeh, ein nichnas beveis haknesses lasid lavoi, shenemar sovi v'shoim yisaleichu. Hainu shel asid lavoi, kashkol atzadikim yikonsu lifnim, yashiru oise b'chutz. When everyone goes inside, he will be left outside. Komish nog b'tfilah. So a lot of times you have people like, you know, they daven in the lobby, etc. It's really not a good thing to do that. So we have by us, we have a sukkah, and we sometimes you have to open the door to the sukkah to get. There's no seats in the kol, so we open up the door to the sukkah, and there's some overflow there. So we're never sure if the pshat in the overflow is that there's no seats, or people just like being outside. So we asked someone once. He said, "How many people would it take to go into the sukkah for you to want to come back inside?" Right? In other words, you know, the guy wants to be there by himself. So in other words, the point is you shouldn't be outside the shul. Then you're going to be outside in the Olam Haba as well. Chadisa b'sefer chassidim. Lo yetzi adam mibeis haknesses ad sheyisayimu kol hatfila. Elim kein tzarech l'nekavav oy lahaki. Unless your mamash are sick, you should always stay in shul until the end of davening. There was a story with a zakena with an old woman. And she would always come early to shul via b'maisim toivim, and she had a lot of good maisim. She came in a chaloyim. Amrula, mat ba'isa ilam. What's your deal in ilam haba? Amra lahem, makin oisi bedinim gedolim. I have a lot of dinim to me, chas v'shalom. Kasher shar tzadikim zitkonias b'simcha, and when everyone else is b'simcha, I have to leave. And the question is why? And she said, because kshayisi b'chayim, when I was alive, I see yoytzi mi'beis haknesses b'seder kedusha. Lo ayisi mamtenes ad sha yoytzi mi'beis haknesses. I left davening early. V'ayin shom shevi oid ma'isa b'zeh. So this Sefer Chassidim brings this down. The person leaves davening early, they will be banished early from the good times in Olam Haba. V'omru ha-mispalu b'veis ha-knesses ki u makriv mincha tahayra. But if you daven in shul, it's like you're being makriv a mincha. Dirshu Hashem behim otzoi. You should be dirsh Hashem where he is found. Where is that? B'veis ha-knesses. U'ladabar dvar b'telim b'veis ha-knesses im einoi tzarchei mitzvah. To daven dvarim betalim in a beis haknesses where it's not a tzarchei mitzvah is an isser gomer. So now we're talking about tzibur. But see, we're talking about davening in a shul. Talking dvarim betalim in a shul is an isser, like it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, v'ayin shem b'mishnah berurah. Uvefrat b'shas tefillah v'chazaras hashas, speaking during Chazar Sashatz is well known, is the only time in the entire Shulchan Aruch the Shulchan Aruch uses the phrase, it's Godol Avoinoi Minnesoi. It's too, the Avera is too severe to bear. That's the severity of the Avera of one who speaks during Chazar Sashatz. A person's mezalzel and speaks then. It's really bad news. They're not going to, you know, that's not going to go down easy. There's a story that Rav Chama Bar Chanina saw Elio Anavi, and he had camels that were loaded. And he asked him, what are these, he asked Elio Anavi, what are these camels loaded with? And he said, they're loaded with ammunition to give punishments to people that talk during davening. People ask, why doesn't Rav Chaim Kanievsky ever give Musar in this Sefer? He just quotes things. And the answer is, if you quote stuff like this, you don't need more Musar than that. Right? Chazal say it for themselves. You don't really need to explain. That there was a chacham that came to his Talmud in a chaloim, and he had a stain on his forehead. He told his Talmud, you know why I have this stain? Because I was not careful to not speak during Kaddish. And then there's the famous Sefer Chassidim that's brought down of there was a chassid that appeared in a chaloim that his face was green. And he asked him, why was your face green? And he said, because I used to speak during when the Chazan would say Vayichulu and Magen Avos on Friday night. During Chazar Sashatz, one should not even learn. Even if there are 10 people answering besides him. But, and for sure during Kaddish, when you have to answer many Yeshmirabah and this, you have to think about what you're answering, and you should not be davening, or you should not be learning or doing other things at that time. And you should also be paying attention to the Chazar Sashatz so that when you say Amen, you know which bracha you're responding to. Horrible story of a man who was ended up having to be, you know, basically cut up because he didn't say Amen to a bracha that he had heard. Okay. Having a makom kavua in the shul. That's the next level. Also, that's the Gemara and Bracha. It's called kavua makom. It's also the Kavron Bezrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you, like in the Schus of Avram Avin, if you have a makom kavua. Okay. V'chalil zalzel b'davar shenisach b'shulchan aruch, etc. Okay. And he says you should, when you're in shul, you should stand there with derech eretz v'yir shemayim. K'mo shenemar v'shash sh'adam oimed batfil yasameach sh'oived le'elokim she'en k'mo yisabon v'ati noyim k'al zor shalfan v'el b'yirav v'chos v'poysim v'shem ha'kolboi oylam l'medabim dvar metelim v'schoik. How could you possibly say dvar metelim or schoik while you are in shul and davening? Sh'arbe batekinesias nechrevu. There are shuls that were destroyed because of the kalas roish that takes place at the time of the davening. Okay? Now, okay. Vitzarachli spout Reisman said that one time, you know, that Rav Palm went to Eretz Yisrael and he went to the Kaisel. He went once and he never went back. So he said, Rav Reisman said, he asked Rav Palm, why didn't you ever go back to the Kaisel? So Rav Palm told him, he said, because I was at the Kaisel and there were people sitting there schmoozing at the Kaisel. Hey, long time no see. How are you? Oh, you're here. You're here for, oh, how long are you here for? I'm here for 2 weeks. Oh, great. Where, you know, look, by the way, there's just this new restaurant. I just took my, I just went out there. It's really great. I would order this thing on the menu. And sitting there schmoozing and at the Kaisel. And he says he couldn't stand it, the Chil Hashem, and he didn't want to go back. And he said that a person may think to themselves, hey, look, I'm schmoozing by the Kaisel, but, or I'm schmoozing in shul, but ultimately, you know, Rav Palm said, you have to know that someone that does not give proper cover to shul, nothing's going to change in the next world when Mashiach comes. Mashiach comes, we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have Kayhanim, Ba'avidasam, and Levim, Mashiach, Zimram, and the Kayhanim bring Karbonis, and shechting and doing the avodah at such a high level, and you're going to be sitting there in the azara, waiting for this moment. Wow, we're here by the karbanas, and then your friend is going to show up, and you're going to be doing the same thing. Hey, by the way, you have a good restaurant to recommend? I got to go out for dinner tonight. What do you say? Yeah, we're here for 2 weeks. Yeah, the Waldorf, the Astoria. This place is unbelievable. Whatever. So he says that a person that does not train themselves in how to properly behave in shul in this world will not know how to treat a Beis HaMikdash when it's rebuilt either. And don't think anything is going to change. That's what Rav Palm told Rav Reisman, which is a very powerful statement. In other words, the way you behave now is going to be the way you behave later, and you can't change that necessarily later. Okay? He adds one more point, that there's a big inyan to daven loudly, like it says in Shir Hashirim, Hashmi'ini as koilech. Hashem wants to hear our voices. Okay, and there's a big inyan to daven loud. It's brought down. You should try to be sensitive not to distract other people. But be soide, it's a good thing to daven loud. All right? So I guess we'll stop here. And I think we're on schedule for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
Shkoyach.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Okay, Shkoyach. Have a good night.